Thank you and welcome to the April 17th Mesa City Council meeting. Councilmember Thompson is excused, traveling on city business, and Councilmember Ryan Winkle is present via telephone. Are you present, Councilmember Winkle? I think he will be shortly. He'll let us know when he joins via the telephone. We will begin the meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tim Thompson with Fountain of Life Christian Fellowship, which will be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Mark Freeman. Please stand for the opening prayer and Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you so much for inviting me here tonight, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Whenever I come to pray at these times, I like to bring a gift, and it's not of any monetary value. You won't have to claim it on your taxes or anything. But tonight I have a special gift. If you would help me hand these out, they're Band-Aids. And the reason I'm handing out Band-Aids to you is I spent a few years in Argentina, and down there they were called curitas, which means heal-alls. And so tonight I wanted to give you a gift, perhaps small in nature, but to remind us that leadership is a gift, and leadership has a responsibility of being able to bring healing to communities. And with the right pressure applied, you can bring comfort, and you can bring healing, and you can stop some of the bleeding that's going on. And so it's just a simple reminder to say you have the ability to heal. Proverbs 16:14 says that words are sweet like honeycomb, and a good word goes into the bone and brings healing to the whole body. And so that's my prayer for us tonight, is that as you govern, that you would be able to apply the appropriate pressure to bring healing to the issues that come up in our community. So let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to gather. God, your word says that those that are in leadership, those that are in authority over us, have been appointed by the people, but also, Lord, they've been appointed by you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give them the ability to be able to bring healing to the communities that they serve, that the issues that arise, Lord, that the things that come up, the traumas that may come up from time to time, I pray, God, for a special anointing to be upon this group of people to be able to bring healing to our community. God, I ask that you would cause your spirit to reside within them, to be able to make good decisions, to be able to make righteous judgments, Lord, to be able to discern between right and wrong. I pray for their families, Lord, that you would protect them, that you would preserve them. God, that you would give them a blessing upon their household, upon their health, and upon everything that they set their hands to. God, I pray that they would remember that they have the ability to be able to bring the right amount of pressure to situations, to be able to bring healing. Lord, that you would allow them the opportunity to be able to cover. Lord, you said love covers a multitude of sins. God, I pray for the city of Mesa, Lord, that you would cover her sins. Lord, that you would cause this community to arise and to be a vibrant and to be a thriving community. I pray your protection, Lord, over Mayor Giles and the entire council. I ask that your wisdom would be upon them. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Thompson. I'm going to try to keep this Band-Aid up here. That's a powerful reminder. Thank you. We'll try to apply appropriate pressure to promote healing in our community. So thank you. Wonderful message. The first item on our agenda is awards and recognitions, and I'm pleased to introduce my good friend Linda Mosher, who is the head of 4R City Mesa. We are, as a community, very blessed to have Linda leading this organization. It's a wonderful organization that promotes a lot of good works in our community, including working closely with the faith community. So, Linda, please share with us a special congregation in our community.
Yeah, I am so honored to be here and to have the opportunity to serve the citizens of Mesa. This council meeting, I would like to recognize Nancy Cressy and Pastor Rick of Trinity Church for their outreach efforts directly impacting our schools, Hawthorne, and also Longfellow. For approximately 13 years now, they have literally gone into the schools and they have been working with the parents there, providing resources, providing mentoring, and providing parenting classes. So as a symbol of their work, I would love to have them go ahead and come up here so they can be recognized by For Our City, but also by you, Mayor Giles. So.
Thank you. I'll come down for the photo with a presentation of a certificate as well. Mr. Freeman, this is in your district. Can you join us for the photo, please?
On behalf of For Our City Mesa, thank you for the wonderful work that you've done. On behalf of our parents and students.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I know the Hawthorne and Longfellow communities are very blessed by the good work of that congregation, so we appreciate the chance to highlight them. The next item on our agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. So, Mr. Christopher, please come forward and read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless the Council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for American Legion Post 2, one-day charitable event. Saturday, May 20th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Il Forno Italian Restaurant, 6606 East McKellops Road. Item 4A, act on one-year renewal contract for catering and concession services at the Mesa Convention Center for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4B, act on one-year renewal contract for painting services for city projects as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract for walkway replacement project for the Mesa Arts Center as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4D, act on one-year renewal contract for heavy-duty OEM cabs chassis parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase one replacement Chevrolet Tahoe for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for handheld drug identification systems for the Police Department. The initial purchase of 5 systems and associated supplies is funded by asset forfeiture RICO funds. Future purchases will be funded by the Police Department operating budget. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase 3 replacement vehicles, 2 pickup trucks, and 1 SUV for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4H, act on one-year renewal for light control cabinets for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase new supervisory control and data acquisition server license and runtime license for the Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant as requested by the Water Resources Department. Item 4J, act on contract to purchase licensing to upgrade IT software packages for the Information Technology Department. Item 4K, act on amendment and dollar limit increase to the Motorola service agreement for the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative Network for additional lifecycle services as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase replacement servers and software for the Customer Information Service upgrade as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4M, act on contract to purchase microwave lifecycle replacement for the Information and Technology Department. Item 4N, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for managed print services for citywide departments. Item 4O, act on contract for Gilbert Road Light Rail Extension, city-funded electric utility improvements. This project is funded by 2014 authorized electric bonds. Item 4P, act on contract for the Main and Lindsay Sewer Project. This project is funded by 2014 authorized wastewater bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into 5 separate intergovernmental agreements with the Flood Control District of Maricopa County for the construction management, operation, and maintenance of drainage improvements. The Flood Control District of Maricopa County will fund 75% of the project construction cost. The city will be responsible for funding the remaining cost. Item 6A, act on resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services to be a public record. Item 6B, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for electric utility services. Item 6C, act on a resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services to be a public record. Item 6D, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for natural gas utility services. Item 6E, act on a resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services to be a public record. Item 6F, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for water utility services. Item 6G, act on a resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services to be a public record. Item 6H, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for wastewater utility services. Item 6I, act on a resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services to be a public record. Item 6J, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for solid waste utility services. Item 6K, act on a resolution declaring proposed terms, rates, fees, charges for utility service fees to be a public record. Item 6L, act on an ordinance modifying terms, rates, fees, charges for utility service fees. Item 7A, act on an ordinance amending sections 9-6-1, 9-6-4, D10, and 9-6-5 of the Mesa City Code to allow for a reduced street lighting pilot program and the use of LED streetlights. Changes will be in effect from June 1st, 2017 through December 31st, 2019, and would allow the city to determine appropriate nighttime lighting levels and the light color or appearance that should be permitted within various areas of the city. The two areas to be included in the street lighting pilot program are within the Desert Uplands area and the City of Mesa Electric Service area. Item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z16-056, the 11,500 through 11,600 blocks of East Warner Road, located at the southwest corner of Warner Road and Meridian Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single resident subdivision. Item 7C, act on ordinance regarding Z17-007, the 2,300 block of East McKellips Road, located east of Gilbert Road and the north side of McKellips Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for multi-residential development. Item 7D, act on ordinance regarding Z17-005, the 9700 through 9800 blocks of East Southern Avenue, and the 9700 through 9800 blocks of East Hampton Avenue. This is located west of Crisman Road and south of Southern Avenue. Rezone and site plan review to allow for multi-residential development and a future office development. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, Sunland Springs Village Unit 8, Phase 2, the 3,000 to 3,100 blocks of South Willowwood, both sides. This is located east of Signal Butte Road and south of Guadalupe Road. Item 8B, act on subdivision plat Springs Condominium Homes, the 3,100 block of South Signal Butte Road, located south of the southeast corner of Signal Butte and Guadalupe Roads. And item 8C, act on subdivision plat Desert Trails Condominium, the 3,100 block of South Signal Butte Road, located south of the southeast corner of Signal Butte and Guadalupe Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak on any item on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Council, any questions or anybody wish to remove anything from the consent agenda? If not, I would please, there's been a motion made by Vice Mayor Luna, seconded by Mr. Freeman. Please cast your vote.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Winkle votes aye, so it is unanimous in favor of the consent agenda with Mr. Thompson absent and excused. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have the one blue card. Are there any others?
No others.
Okay. Thank you. I invite forward Ms. Ginger Hamp. Ginger, please step up to the microphone and give us your name and address, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak, and thank you for your service. My name is Ginger Hamp, 2142 North Glenview, 85213. I want to speak about the privatization of prisons and the concept of that being on the agenda. I work for people with cognitive and physical disabilities. Due to federal regulations and decades of work by people who were moved out of the asylums and no longer dehumanized as they once were. When I hear about privatization of prisons, I feel we are moving backwards and dehumanizing people who do not function within the normative construct. I see the prison population as needing additional supports to learn from bad decisions they've made. Privatizing prisons will never serve the community better because it will never get to the root of the problem. Private prisons want to fill beds because more beds equates to more money. Private prisons don't want to help fix the systemic problems that cause crime to happen, and private prisons will not be held accountable and to in supporting humans and overcoming why they were arrested, such as addiction, mental illness, poverty, poor education, and lack of opportunity. Even if private prisons were mandated to offer supportive services, they lack in the incentive to do a good job because they would actually welcome repeat offenders who represent more money for them. In closure, I will quote from a friend who once worked in the private system, or sorry, in the prison system for 5 years. He says, "The idea of running a profitable company with the concept of human punishment as your business model is inhumane and unethical in the extreme." Thank you.
Thank you, Ginger. That concludes the items on our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr.
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Winkle. We are adjourned.